Well, a lot of people talking about this. In business news, shares for the video game retailer GameStop soared this afternoon as a financial fight unfolds between Wall Street professionals and amateur investors.
Users in a Reddit group called Wall Street Bets have more than doubled the company's stock this week, and now the White House and the Treasury Department are monitoring this situation. By market close today, shares went up to $347. That's a 134% increase. Shares cost just under $20 at the start of this month. Now, over the past couple of weeks, the cost increased 700%. During the peak trading period today, shares reached $380. So what exactly is going on here? We want to catch you up just on the past few days.
So this week, a popular hedge fund bet on GameStop to eventually go bankrupt through an investing strategy that's known as short selling. The idea here is they borrow a large number of shares with the idea, or the hope anyway, that that stock will cost less when it comes time to pay. Well, that's when the Reddit users got involved, pumping massive amounts of money into the stock, forcing those Wall Street professionals who had shorted it to cover their positions and buy the stock back at the much higher rate, losing lots of money. It's estimated these hedge funds are down as much as $5 billion. So users with the Wall Street Bets Reddit group say their goal is to harm the hedge funds while making a profit for themselves. Earlier tonight, we had a chance to speak with investor Bill Smead about the situation. He's the founder and chairman of Smead Capital Management, where he's the final decision maker for investment and portfolio decisions. Here's some of our conversation. Bill, let's start with what's happening here. These aren't really Wall Street people we're talking about. These are everyday investors who are essentially thumbing their collective noses at Wall Street in a way, right?
Yes, it is. But there's a great deal of precedent for what's going on. I can remember in the late 90s, it was the AOL chat rooms where people were going to chat up and decide which tech stocks they were going to own. And a lot of the craziness back then was connected to that. This time, they recognize that since growth stocks have been so popular, deeply out of favor value stocks, in many cases, have huge short positions, meaning that there's a great deal of money being bet against the company. And then one of the ways you can get a stock like that to go up is have a whole bunch of people continuously put in buy orders, drive the price up, and then force these short sellers to cover their positions by buying. So the people that are gathering are buying, which forces the short sellers to buy, which forces it to go up, which forces which attracts a whole bunch of other momentum people, and hence you get this euphoric frenzy.
What impact does this type of trading have on the stability overall of the stock market?
Well, I am not a fan of colluding, whether it's be by professional hedge fund investors or anybody else. I don't think it's really healthy, and I wouldn't be surprised if the government, the SEC, would be the regulatory body that oversees this, steps in. But there's all kinds of things going on out there that they could be interested in. I am baffled. I'm 40 years in the investment business, which is a very highly regulated business, and I'm just astounded at the things that people say on the business networks and get away with, right? Talking about whether it's a celebrity bragging about how much money they made on a stock and telling us what stocks they own. In the old days, that just was not acceptable.
And isn't what we're seeing today, Bill, just a form of gambling?
Yes, it's speculation. It is a financial euphoria episode. The way the great investor Warren Buffett describes this is, they're all Cinderella at the ball, and they're having a whale of a time. They're dancing the night away. And when the clock strikes 12, it's all going to turn to pumpkins and mice, but there's no clocks on the wall.
This is kind of a double-edged question, so do your best to answer both. But what can stock exchanges do to prevent this type of activity? And also, what are you telling traders right now? What's your advice?
Well, the thing that stops this activity is everything in the stock market has these cycles, and up markets die of running out of buyers. and bad markets are running out of sellers. So this, they will run out of buyers. They'll run out of buyers for SPACs and tech stocks and bull raids on short sold GameStops. and there's no way to regulate it away. You virtually cannot regulate away cycles, human emotion, and stupidity. You cannot regulate it away.
You're not recommending a buy on GameStop then?
Certainly not. It's out of my league.
All right. Well, Bill Smead with Smead Capital Investment, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.